listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson, episode 174. Hey there, you're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast. My name is Angela Henderson, and on this show, we talk about improving your business, life, or both by having amazing and rich conversations with brilliant guests who will inspire you and who will give you tips and tricks to help you grow both in life and in business. Well, hey there, and welcome back to another awesome episode of the Business and Life Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm an international award-winning business consultant and coach who has helped thousands of amazing women business owners get all the pieces in place to have consistent 4- and 5-figure months and then on to 6- and 7-plus-figure years without burning out in the process. Today, it's a solo episode with me and you just hanging out, and I'm about to share a little bit of behind the scenes where what I'm about to share with you is something that I don't really talk often about, not because I haven't wanted to, but because it's been something that I guess I've been holding a little bit close to me, not because I haven't wanted to share, but because it was a journey that I've had to go on. And unless you go on that journey, it is very hard to articulate what that journey is like. And that's why I'm going to try and do my very best to share with you today behind the scenes about how I was able to increase my revenue over the last financial year by $225,636. I'm being very specific because one of the things I find in business is people aren't transparent, people aren't specific. And I really want to be specific with you and kind of pull down some of these barriers that other people have. I want to keep this as real as I can, as raw as I can, and hope that this in some way will help plant the seed, in some way will help you on your own business journey to where you want to go. You know, I get when you first start out, I know it's not easy to do some of the things I'm about to share with you today, because if you're anything like me when I started business over 11 years ago, you do at some stage get caught up in growing of the business versus growing of yourself. Let me repeat that. We get caught up in growing of the business versus growing of ourselves. I know that we're always right on time, but I wish, oh, how I wish what I'm about to share with you was talked more openly when I first started out in my business journey. I mean, hell, maybe it was talked about and maybe I wasn't ready to receive the information, but honestly, I don't remember people talking about what I'm going to share with you today. There are numerous things I'll share with you today. I'm going to start with the things that cost me nothing at all, and then I'm going to share with you the things that did cost me money. Why? Because as I said earlier, I want to be open about the costs associated and involved with having exponential growth. Because again, I don't feel people share this part of business. And to me, it's vital for people such as yourself to see the entire picture versus just parts of the picture. So why now, you might be thinking, why now, Angela, did you go down this journey? Well, why did I go on this journey over the last year? It's simple: healing. As you may have heard on other podcasts, I've lost 5 significant people in the last 3 years. My grandmother on Christmas, my brother on Mother's Day, a father type figure on New Year's Day, a business friend a couple of weeks after my father type figure passed away, and most recently, a best friend from high school. And though I grieved, oh, how I have grieved, I knew that also, as much as I was grieving, I was also compartmentalizing a lot of that grief and not working through it. And I also knew that I would need to work through this even more in order to grow personally, emotionally, and financially in my business. I knew it was going to be messy. And for the last few years, I haven't had the space to get to the messy bit, to get to the emotional bit, because some days I was just getting by. But as I've said before on this podcast and inside my Facebook community, the Women in Business Collaborative, or over on my Instagram, your external world is a direct reflection of your internal world. And what was happening is that my external world started to get a bit messy. And it was then that I knew I had to go deep. I had to go internal. And I also knew that I was the only person who could do that. No one was coming to save me but myself. And thus, over the last 12 plus months, things got worse before they got better. But I'm here to tell you, where I am today, things are freer. Things are lighter. Things are easier. My energy is better than it has ever been in ages. So yes, I've increased my revenue in the last year by over $225,000, but it's not just from the normal strategies that you might be hearing about on social media and webinars and things like that. I'm going to be sharing with you, starting with some of the things I've done and used that cost me nothing, like I said, and then sharing with you things that did cost me money. And some of the things you might be like, what the hell, Ange? Others you might be already doing. Maybe you've heard about it, but you're not practicing it. But let's just jump in and I'll share with you. The first thing that cost me nothing that I now do daily is gratitude. I've always been a very grateful person. I mean, hell, my British bulldog is called grateful. But for the last 12 plus months, I've been proactively practicing daily gratitude. It costs nothing, but has made such a powerful difference to my world, such a powerful difference to how I view things, such a powerful difference to how I show up. Gratitude is powerful. How do I do this? Simple. Every night when I lay my head on my pillow, I say the three things I'm grateful for from that day. It leaves me smiling. It leaves me having my heart full. And because of this, when I go to sleep, it carries through. And when I wake up the next day, because the last thing I thought about before I close my eyes is gratitude, it allows me to just wake up with ease. It allows me to wake up with a smile. It allows my world to be a little bit better. Gratitude costs nothing. The second thing that I've been doing is movement daily. Let me make it clear. This is not running 10Ks a day or going to the gym every day or anything like that. In fact, it's far from that. All I'm doing is simply moving. Some days that means getting up from my desk and just simply moving around my house, going up and down the stairs, going around it, maybe going out to the rubbish bin, coming back in, and that's it. Some days it means going for a 20, 30, or 45 minute walk with Grateful the British Bulldog. And other days I just take her around the block. Sometimes if I'm around the beach, I go for a walk on the beach. But whatever it is, every day I move. It allows me to be more present. It gets my heart beating slightly faster. There is something powerful when you get your body moving. And there's no doubt that having this movement has equally contributed in some way, direct or indirect, to my overall revenue. Alcohol. At the time of this podcast going live today, I've only had one alcoholic beverage in the last 2+ years. I've never been a huge drinker, but I've also never planned to stop drinking either. I come from a family of addicts, something I don't talk often about. Gambling addictions, drug addictions, alcohol addictions, cigarette, tobacco addictions, mental health issues, and more. But for some of you, you may or may not know, alcohol is a depressant. So when I used to drink, the next day I would wake up feeling low, feeling flat, and my day would be wasted. I didn't want that anymore. I'm not saying that I'll never drink again, but for now I'm happy just to drink my Diet Coke and water. Again, not drinking, I know for a fact has contributed to allowing me the space to increase my revenue, to increase my emotional well-being, my physical well-being, and everything in between. The next thing that I did over the last 12 months was tracking my money. Now, I used to track my money and then, well, life got busy. But the last year, I have been super strict about tracking my money. And hot damn, this has been a game changer because, again, what you focus on grows. Tracking my money daily has allowed me to see where I'm at with my financial goals, allowed me to push myself when I was close to hitting targets, allowed for so much goodness. But at the same time, it's allowing me to let the universe know I'm here to receive money, that it's safe for me to make a shit ton of money. And the more you focus on this, the more you receive. Again, allowing yourself to focus on the money is good. We do not have to let our money blocks from our parents, our grandparents, and anything in between get in the way. Embrace money. Money is not evil. Money is fantastic. So when you focus on money, guess what? It grows. Side note, I've just created the most epic money tracker to date. Again, something I've been working on while I've been doing this over the last year. And if you'd like to get access to this amazing business tool to help you increase your wealth, just head over to Instagram. My handle is Angela Henderson Consulting, and just DM me and I'll send you the link to be able to access that. Again, practicing tracking of your money is free, but it has had exponential power into impacting my overall revenue growth. Boundaries. I tightened my boundaries with family members and with clients, and I watched where I was allocating time and energy. Wow, game changer again. By creating boundaries, it allowed me to focus on where I was slipping. It allowed me to tighten my boundaries, which freed me up to focus on me, to focus on playing bigger. Creating even tighter boundaries allowed me to increase momentum. And creating boundaries costs nothing, but yet can give you so much freedom, so much insight, so much power, and so much momentum. Do you need to tighten your boundaries with family, friends, clients? Have a think about it, because when you do, again, I'm here to tell you, boundaries have also contributed to the increase of my revenue. The next thing that I did was I hired a healer. A business friend was telling me about this energy healer, and she said, Ange, you really just should do it. I can't quite tell you what it does and how it's going to impact you and what those tangible things you're going to get out of it is, but I'm telling you, it is absolutely amazing. You see, I'm not really into the woo side of things, though I have been embracing it over the last little while. But when she told me about this, I was like, you know what? I'm here for this healing journey. This year, I'm all in. I will try anything and everything. And so I did. I thought about, you know, the healing aspect, not only for myself, but also as a business consultant, I like to try new things to ensure that clients have access to different modalities. So I thought, you know what? For $150, I thought, you know what? What do I have to lose? Even as I talk about this now, I'll probably get slightly emotional because it was one of the most exciting and exhilarating things I have ever done to date. 1.5 hours, 90 minutes of something I have never experienced before. And let me just share with you a little part of that journey. I got on the call with Leah. Leah is her name. She's a healer from America. And she said, what do you want from this experience? And I said, listen, I don't even know what healing, what a healer does or what this looks like. And she said, well, let's just see where this journey takes us. She started talking about my past life. And I was like, whoa, this lady's lost me. But I just thought, trust the process, Angela. So I trusted the process. And she then, she was talking about healing. And she said to me something about the lines like, Angela, in order to heal, you've got to go back and do some of the old things you used to do. And she started talking about food. And at that stage, actually, let me just rewind a bit. Before we actually started the session, she said to me, Angela, when I cross over, I'm not going to remember anything from the next hour to an hour and a half. I thought, what the hell is she going on about crossing over? I soon found out what that meant. She said, so if you want to take notes, feel free to take notes. But after this, I won't remember. So even then, I was really hesitant, a bit nervous, a bit excited, a bit scared, not knowing what she meant by this. But as I said, I soon found out. And she quote unquote crossed over. She started talking about the spiritual guides and what they were showing her. But the most powerful session and the most powerful thing I got, hence the beautiful thing about healing, where she was talking about, I needed to start eating foods again that were whole and would allow me to heal from inside. And at that stage in the notebook where I was scribbling notes down, I wrote butter and jam. You see, my grandmother used to make bread for us, and it was this beautiful homemade bread where the house would be filled with the smells of bread, and we would cut it and we would put copious amounts of butter on it. And then we would also put her homemade jam on it. Her bread was beautiful. And funny enough, as I say this, I've got tears streaming down my face. I also wrote, and so at that stage, I'd written the words on my paper, jam, butter, Graham, who that's my grandmother. And I'd also wrote in the word wooden spoon because she used to spank us with the wooden spoon. And I was just in the moment. And the lady said, wow, I could hear, like I said, this is a very weird experience. And a lot of you wouldn't be believing this. Trust me, my dad thought I was on drugs when I was talking about this experience. And she said, there's a lady here and she is feisty. She is feisty. And she said, you need to get out of the kitchen. And she's going to use the wooden spoon like she used to. And it was my grandmother. She was there with Leah. And she went on to apologize for some things that had happened during my childhood. And then miraculously, my brother came into the conversation too. He didn't stay long. And he just said, I'm proud. Please know we're so very proud of you. This is just a very small snippet of what happened. And that 90-minute call with Leah, the healer. But I'm here to tell you, I got off that call. I called my dad. I was crying, so uncontrollably crying. And he's like, I said, Dad, you probably think I'm on drugs. And he goes, kid, yes, I actually think you were on. He's like, I would think you're on drugs, but everything you said, there's no way in the world anybody could know what that lady talked to you about today, what your grandmother said to you and what your brother said to you. And I got off the call with my dad and I slept for 2 hours. I was so grateful. I didn't have any client calls the rest of the day. And the next day I said to my husband, I have to stay in bed. I wasn't depressed. I wasn't low, but energy wise, I was just depleted. And what I found out later is that's the healing. The healing had begun. And I cannot tell you enough that how much that 150 USD, so approximately probably 200 AUD, changed things. I've had numerous clients, friends, and family use Leah now, and they've all messaged me after getting off their session going, what the fuck? How did she know everything she knew? Healing. Again, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I would never, ever have been open to this experience. But I guess as you get older and the more gray hairs you get, you are open to this. And again, this year, I was grateful to be open to healing. So that was the next step I had. And again, the cost for working with Leah was 150 USD, which is approximately 200 AUD. At the end of my call, I said to Leah, how will I know when I need to come back? And she said, intuitively, you'll know. And when you know, just book another call and we will chat. The next thing I did was hypnotherapy. As part of my business consulting package with my latest business consultant, I got 12 free sessions of hypnotherapy. But if you were to do hypnotherapy on your own, just as an FYI, it would probably cost you about $150 per session. Hypnotherapy was a game changer for me. It was different than what I worked with Leah on. Hypnotherapy was next level. And nothing I would have, again, ever considered if it wasn't part of my coaching package. It's like taking, you know, like talking therapy. You've got, you sit there and you talk to a therapist. You've got that. That's kind of like surface level. Then you go a little bit deeper when you work on your mindset work. But hypnotherapy, it goes to another deeper level. Seriously, game changer. Let me explain. One of the sessions my hypnotherapist said to me, now keep in note, one of the things that I said is if I was going to do hypnotherapy, I was going to do it the right way, quote unquote. And I wanted to do it every week at the same time. So I did it for 11 weeks in a row. I couldn't do the 12th week because it was school holidays or something. And then I missed 1 week and then I did the next week. And it was so liberating, so confronting, and so helpful. So one of the examples is I had a client of mine, an amazing client. And she had said to me, Angela, I thought when I worked with you one-on-one, I would get more templates. And I thought about it and I thought, no, you know, this particular person had been given multiple templates, but in my brain, right, as we do, I start thinking, look, goodness, she thinks I don't have a lot of templates. Do others? And I was like, no, I've got like 30, 40, 50 different templates. I was like, so that's not it. But for some reason, it triggered me. So when I started my session that day, the lady said, what is it, Angela, that you would like to talk about? Or did anything trigger you? And I gave this example. She said, well, let's just see what happens as I count you down. So yes, you're fully awake where this is going, but as they count you down, it gets you into like another relaxed state. Anyway, she went there and wow, it took me back to when I was 19 or 20. I can't remember the exact age. And I was sitting in my mom's kitchen and I was walking past the kitchen area and her computer was up and I'd seen that my name was on her computer screen, which was weird, but so was my brothers and my sisters. And anyways, on the computer screen, what it had there was this, how do I explain it? It just said like Angela's in medical school, her GPA is this and da, 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 da. But none of that was true. I was actually in school at the time doing an undergrad in psychology and sociology. My sister was often with other. I was not going to medical school. I did not have that high grade point average that she was talking about. None of what she said was true. And I just kind of brushed it off. I didn't really ever think anything else. But when that client asked me about those templates, from an unconscious level, I thought, even though these words have never come out of my mouth, was that I was not enough. Just like when I was 19 and 20, unconsciously again, I thought I was not enough for my mom. And so we got to the root of that about, you know, not being enough. Now, I would never have been able to get to the root of that in talking therapy or even in some of the mindset work that I've done in the past. But hypnotherapy allowed me to go deeper. It allowed me to truly get to the root of one of the things that has been holding me back. And that was me thinking, even though I had never said it, that I was not enough. Hypnotherapy, game changer. Again, I didn't pay anything for this type per session because it was part of my overall package. But if you were to do it, it would be about $150 AUD and probably about $100 USD per session. The next thing that I did in the last 12 plus months was I hired a new accountant and bookkeeping team. I had to fire my old accountant and got a new accountant and new bookkeeper. This cost me approximately $1,000 per month, but fuck me. The financial support and reporting that they bring to me has helped me to elevate myself and my money more than ever before. It allows me to have a better understanding of my cash flow. It has allowed me to make better financial decisions for hiring, for marketing, for investing in my education, and so much more. Again, it cost me approximately $1,000 per month. But this is a business expense that I wish I would have put in place years ago. I wish that I would have fired my accountant sooner, but I didn't. Again, not giving myself any guilt or anything. Again, I'm right on time, but I cannot tell you enough how this particular up-leveling of a new accountant and bookkeeper has, yes, directly also contributed to my revenue growth over the last year. The next thing that I spent money on in the last year to work on my internal was a money healer. Now, this is different to the other healer, Leah. This particular healer is Jenna from the UK, and she specifically looks at money blocks. And I worked with her for 3 months. We met every fortnight. She worked on tapping into my energies around money. In every session, she would clear six to eight money blocks. Again, game changer. The shit she brought up blew me away. And I'll share with you one particular thing she brought up. The very first time she met me, I'd given her my name, my email. That was it. And she taps into, I don't know, whatever she does, the channels, the chakras, or whatever. And the first clearing she ever did, she looked at me on Zoom and said, one of the biggest fears that is coming up around money and that is holding you back is your fear around bankruptcy. I almost spat my drink out because I was like, what the fuck? How could she know this? And you see, my parents have filed bankruptcy not once, but twice. She knew nothing about this prior to our call, but yet there she was telling me that my biggest fear and what was holding me back from making more money and having more impact was my fear around bankruptcy. And so she cleared my limiting, you know, belief around this. And every session she would help me to clear different money blocks. And again, we would clear anywhere from 6 to 8 money blocks. And there is no doubt that this has helped me significantly grow my revenue in the last year. The cost for working with Jenna was 1200 USD for those 3 months, which was approximately 1700 AUD. Again, so grateful to have the insight around what money blocks were holding me and have been holding me back, and being able to really work on those, clear those, have insight to those. Again, I am forever grateful for my work with Jenna. The next expense I had was around a 4-month mastermind with Bujra. This expense was not so much healing, but learning and getting certified to be one of only 25 people in the world certified as a certified master persuader, meaning I understand the persuasion around offers, the persuasion around funnels, the persuasion around webinars, what goes into making sure that these particular components of your business are working and that are going to help you make more money. Being trained by Bujra and being around others has elevated in me in so many ways. And again, has allowed me to make more money. It allowed me to gain more confidence. It allowed me to position myself and my brand. It's allowed me to educate myself better. It's just been a beautiful experience. The cost to get certified as one of the only 25 people in the world as a certified master persuader was 12,000 USD, which is approximately 12,000 AUD. And the results that I'm already seeing from my clients from learning this particular skill set is next level. And the last expense I've combined it into one is the business consulting and coaches that I've paid for over the last year. Again, not only have they brought strategy to me, but they've helped on calling me out on shit. They've helped with my own imposter syndrome. They've helped connect me with other amazing humans. And again, like I said, they've helped in different ways to heal me. To work with my two business consultants, one cost me $12,000 over the last 12 months, and the other cost me $35,000. So total up for the business consultants I've worked with was $47,000, which is approximately 65,000 AUD. As you can see, this last year was major growth for me, not only from a financial point of increasing my revenue by an additional 225,000 over the last year, but also helping to elevate me from a spiritual and allowing me to work on the internal part of me. And yes, I am very aware that I've paid money to increase my revenue. So it's not direct profit. And that's, again, why I'm being 100% transparent. But the costs associated with what I've done in the grand scheme of things isn't that much, because I will continue to reap the benefits of the internal healing I have done for years to come. I will also be able to share these experiences even more in depth with my paid clients. I'm also going to be able to call out internal things that I see with my clients to allow them to get to their own root causes. Again, the healing inside of it itself is worth far more than what I paid financially for this. And every day we wake up, and every day we have choice in how we want our world to look, our life. Our life is our responsibility. So if you're wanting to increase your revenue, I can almost bet that there are internal things that need to get done, that need to get worked on. And remember, what got you where you are right now won't get you to the next level unless you're willing to start looking and doing something different. So where to from here? I will continue to work on my internal world every single day, because this work is never finished. I'm going to continue to embrace the messiness of this internal work, and I encourage you to embrace the messiness. I hope you found this episode behind the scenes of what I've been doing over the last 12 months and how it's helped me increase my revenue by, you know, $225,000. I hope you found this helpful. And speaking of help, if you feel stuck at the moment in your business and you would like to get some clarity to help you move from stuck to unstuck, you would like help creating a strategic plan and know what to focus on now that will move you to the quickest, or anything else in business, let's connect. As I said before, I work with women all around the world like yourself to get all the pieces in place to help you make 4- and 5-figure months and then on to 6- and 7+-figure years without burning out in the process. Simply head to angelahenderson.com.au and click on my Work With Me page, and then click on the pink button that says Book a Call. And before we sign off, please remember, my team and I will also be putting together the show notes for this episode at angelahenderson.com.au. Again, I hope you found this episode behind the scenes of my healing journey over the last 12 months and other daily practices that I've been working on that has allowed me to increase my revenue by an additional $225,000+. Have a fabulous day, you amazing human. I look forward to you joining me again next week for another awesome episode of the Business and Life Conversations podcast. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson. www.angelahenderson.com.au